This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Well, as you get this week going, I'm sure that you're aware that walking with God and following God in your life doesn't mean a life free of problems, does it? No, life just isn't that way. And when you face challenges in your life, you need a foundation in your life, something that is not shifting and changing, not moving, not different every time you come to it, but constant, dependable, trustworthy, something worth anchoring yourself to. And that most firm foundation in life that you need is your relationship with God. God doesn't change. He sees past all the surface issues of life to the real issues of your life. And He wants to be that center point of your life. So, as you think about this week, set aside time each day to spend with God, orienting your life around Him. I want to talk together this week on the theme of how God uses problems. Some time ago, someone wrote a little thing called 5 Ways God Uses Problems. The author is unknown, but since there's 5 ways and there's 5 days in the week, I thought we might look at it this week. 5 Ways God Uses Problems. Here's the first one from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 30. Stripes that wound scour away evil, and strokes reach the innermost parts. Well, things that wound you are not pleasant things. They're not things that you would go looking for, are they? And yet, God can use problems to direct you in life. And sometimes it's true, isn't it, that God has to light a fire under us to get us moving. You know, the problems in our lives, they often change our direction. They point us in a new direction. They motivate us to change in significant ways. And I wonder, as you think of the problems you may be facing in life right now, is God trying to get your attention? He uses problems that way, doesn't He? When things are smooth, you often forget your need of God. Prayer is not a big thing for you. You're just coasting. Everything's fine. You can handle life. God doesn't want us to live that way. He made us to live every moment dependent on Him, growing in our love relationship with Him, and recognizing our constant need for Him. And so when we begin to lose sight of that, sometimes God will allow problems to arise in our lives, because when problems arise that we know we cannot deal with, what's our first thing? We start praying again. We start listening to God. We start looking for His wisdom, His insight into our lives. The great thing is, when God sends problems into our lives or allows problems in our lives to get our attention, and He does get our attention, and we get our focus back on Him, we begin to develop our prayer life again, we express to Him our need for Him, and we begin to put spiritual things first again, then God doesn't hold us at a distance and say, "No, you are ignoring me, I'm sorry." Rather, that's the very reason He allowed those things into your life, to bring you back to Him, and His arms are open, ready to restore and totally rebuild a meaningful, close, intimate relationship with you. So, don't just resent the problems you're facing right now. Don't just squirm under them. Look for what God may be trying to get your attention about. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.